Nama Om Vishnu Vedaya Krishna Pradastaya Vadale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Maste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschacari Satarane Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We have a long ecstatic purport today, so we're going to go quickly. Nato smyaham tascharanam samiyusham. Nato smyaham tascharanam samiyusham. Bhavatschidam svastyayanam sumangalam. Bhavatschidam svastyayanam sumangalam. Hyoyatamaya vibhavam sapayagad. Hyoyatamaya vibhavam samayagad. Yatana bhak santam atapadekuta. Yatana bhak santam atapadekuta. Please chant. Nato smyaham tach charanang samiyusam. Bhavatschitam svastayanam sumangalam. Yo hyatmaya vibhavang sapayagad. Yatana bhaksvantam ato parikuta. Nato smyaham tach charanam samiyusam. Bhavatschitam svastyayanam sumangalam. Yo bhyatmaya vibhavang sabaryagad. Yatana bhagsantam atoparekuta. Yato smyaham tas charanam samiyusam. Bhavatschitam svastyayanam sumangalam. Yo hyatmaya vibhavang sabaryagad. Yata navaksantam. Ladies. Yato smayam tascharanam samiyusam. Bhavatschitam svastyayanam sumangalam. Yo hyatmaya vibhavang sabaryagad. Yatana bhaksantam ataparekuta. Nata. Let me offer my obeisances. Asmi M. Ahang, I, Tat, the Lord's, Charanam, feet, Samiyusam, of the surrendered soul, Bhavatschiddam, that which stops repetition of birth and death, Sastiayanam, perception of all happiness, Sumangalam, all auspicious. Ya, one who. He, exactly. Atmaya, personal energies. Vibhavam, potency. Sma, certainly. Pariyagat, cannot estimate. Yata, as much as. Nabha, the sky. Sa antam, its own limit. Ata, therefore. Apare, others. Kuta, how? Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. Therefore, it is best for me to surrender unto his feet, which alone can deliver one from the miseries of repeated birth and death. Such surrender is all auspicious and allows one to perceive all happiness. Even the sky cannot estimate the limit of its own expansion. So what can others do when the Lord himself is unable to estimate his own limits? Purport. Lord Brahma, the greatest of all learned living beings, the greatest sacrificer, the greatest observer of the austere life, and the greatest self-realized mystic, advises us, as the supreme spiritual master of all living beings, that one should simply surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord in order to achieve all success, even up to the limit of being liberated from the miseries of material life and being endowed with all auspicious spiritual existence. Lord Brahma is known as the Pitamaha, or the Father's Father. A young man consults his experienced father about discharging his duties, so the father is naturally a good advisor. But Lord Brahma is the father of all living fathers. He is the father of the father of Manu, who is the father of mankind all over the universal planets. Therefore, the men of this insignificant planet should kindly accept the instruction of Brahmaji and would do well to surrender onto the lotus feet of the Lord rather than try to estimate the length and breadth of the Lord's potencies. His potencies are immeasurable, as confirmed in the Vedas. Parasya Shakti Vibhidhaya Vishuyate Svabhavika Jnanabala Kriya Cha. He is the greatest of all, and all others, even the greatest of all living beings, namely Brahmaji, admits that the best thing for us is to surrender unto him. Therefore, only those persons with a very poor fund of knowledge claim that they themselves are lords of all that they survey. And what can they survey? They cannot survey even the length and breadth of a small sky in one small universe. The so-called material scientist says that he would need to live 40,000 years to reach the highest planet of the universe, being carried by a Sputnik. This is also utopian, because no one can be expected to live 40,000 years. Besides, when the space pilot returned from his travel, none of his friends would be present to receive him back at the greatest, back as the greatest astronaut, as has been fashionable for modern bewildered scientific men. One scientific man who had no belief in God was very much enthusiastic in making plans for his material existence, and therefore opened a hospital to save the living. But after opening the hospital, he himself died within 6 months. So one should not spoil his human life, which is obtained after many, many changes of bodies in 8,400,000 species of life, simply for the concocted material happiness of life through increasing artificial needs in the name of advancement of economic development and scientific knowledge. Rather, one should simply surrender unto the feet of the Lord to make a solution to all miseries of life. That is the instruction of Lord Krishna directly in Bhagavad Gita, and that is the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam by Brahmaji, the Supreme Father of all living beings. Anyone denying this surrendering process, as recommended both in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Bhagavatam, and for that matter in all authorized scriptures, will be forced to surrender onto the laws of material nature. The living entity, by his constitutional position, is not independent. He must surrender either unto the Lord or unto material nature. Material nature is also not independent of the Lord, since the Lord himself has claimed material nature as mama maya, or my energy, Bhagavad Gita 7:14, and as me bhina prakritir ashtada, or my separated energy in eight divisions, Bhagavad Gita 7:4. Therefore, material nature is also controlled by the Lord, as he has claimed in Bhagavad Gita 9:10, mahadakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Under my direction only is material nature working, and thus are all things moving. And the living entities, being superior energy, being superior energy to matter, have choice and discrimination, either to surrender unto the Lord or to surrender unto material nature. By surrendering unto the Lord, one is happy and liberated, and by surrendering unto material nature, the living entity suffers. So the end of all suffering means surrendering unto the Lord, because the surrendering process itself is bhava chidam, liberation from all material miseries, sasjayanam, perception of all happiness, and sumangalam, the source of everything auspicious. Therefore, liberty, happiness, and all good fortune can be attained only by surrendering unto the Lord, because he is full liberty, full happiness, and full auspiciousness. Such liberation and happiness are also unlimited, and they have been compared to the sky. Although such liberation and happiness are infinitely greater than the sky. In our present position, we can simply understand the magnitude of greatness when it is compared to the sky. We fail to measure the sky, but the happiness and liberty obtained in association with the Lord is far greater than the sky. That spiritual happiness is so great that it cannot be measured even by the Lord himself, not to speak of others. It is said in the scriptures, Brahma Sokyam Tvanantam, spiritual happiness is unlimited. Here it is said that even the Lord cannot measure such happiness. This does not mean that the Lord cannot measure it and is therefore imperfect in that sense. The actual position is that the Lord can measure it, but the happiness in the Lord is also identical with the Lord on account of absolute knowledge. So the happiness derived from the Lord can be measured by the Lord, but the happiness increases again, and the Lord measures it again. And then again, the happiness increases more and more, and the Lord measures it more and more. And as such, there is eternally a competition between increment and measurement. Wow. So much so that the competition is never stopped, but goes on unlimitedly, ad infinitum. Spiritual happiness is anandam buddhivardhanam, or the ocean of happiness which increases. The material ocean is stagnant, but the spiritual ocean is dynamic. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 4th chapter, Kaviraj Goswami has nicely described this dynamic increment of the ocean of spiritual happiness in the transcendental person of Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. I have to say, as I was reading this purport yesterday, progressively it increases, just as Srila Prabhupada is describing here, how the creation is all being conducted by the Lord in his potencies, and it culminates in the form of Radha and Krishna. And it was just astounding reading this. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jene Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Ugam karoti vachalam pangam kayate gidam yakivadam vande sigiram dinatarinam. Paramananda maharabam sisitanishvara. Well, there's so much that Srila Prabhupada has said in this purport that it's we can only touch on a fraction of it. But we should make note that how Brahmaji progressively speaks in this chapter. How he begins by describing the opulences of the universal form. And then he goes on to describe the super soul, even to the fact of it only being so tall, right? Less than 9 inches. And then he goes on to describe personal, how it all comes together in his personal form, which is the topmost aspect, where everything is contained within him. And is caused by him. There's an old saying that how did the turtle get on top of the fence post? The answer is, it wasn't an accident. In other words, nothing in this creation is by accident, but it's by design. And seeing that, understanding that, Lord Brahma himself, he says now that his conclusion to it all is that he has to surrender onto the personality of Godhead. The personality of Godhead is so unlimited that he doesn't even know himself, and yet he does. And all of that, that competition between his ever-increasing pleasure, namely Srimati Radharani, his pleasure potency, and himself, that competition is constantly going on and it's ever increasing. And it's so nicely given to us by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So his conclusion, Lord Brahma, is that, and of course, Lord Brahma is, as Prabhupada points out here, he's the greatest of all living beings. He's the greatest sacrificer, the greatest observer of austere life, the greatest self-realized mystic. His conclusion is that everything, that one should simply give up all of these things, akama, sarvakama, uva, mokshakama, udaradi. We may have so many desires in life. Certainly we have all kinds of desires. We want to do this, we want to do that. Some want to become very austere. Some want to become enjoyers. Some want to renounce everything. Whatever the case may be, the goal of it all, or the conclusion of all of that, should be that one should surrender onto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by that surrender, one can become freed from the miseries of this material world. He concludes it by saying that the topmost activity or the topmost position or activity that, again, that one can engage in is devotional service. Shreyashrutim bhakti mutasya te bibhu. Krishantye kevala bhodaya. That it should be that we should simply be focused on engaging in his devotional service, surrendering onto his lotus feet. And all success will be achieved, as Prabhupada points out here. Even up to the limit of being liberated from this miserable material world, where we can we've heard and understood that is simply a place of misery. And to engage in any other sort of activity, right, to give up the path of devotional service, to engage in some kind of speculative idea in life, is simply troublesome. There's no benefit to it. And Lord Brahma gives the example of the husk of, or the stalk of grain, that you may husk it, but if there's no grain inside, there's nothing there. There's no benefit. It's simply the trouble that has been your only result. There's a very beautiful song that is composed by our acharyas that describes that. What is that? Shaba avatar shira shiramani kevala ananda kanda. That the process of bhakti is the Lord's Chaitanya Nitai have kindly appeared in this desert of a material world simply to give us a very joyful process, a very sublime process. And there's no necessity as a result of that to be attracted to other endeavors. And Brahma is explaining that here, that one should not disregard all of these other goals that we may have in life, and simply focus on engaging in the loving service of the Lord. And to understand that, one should take shelter. And Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice example here of the young man consulting his experienced father about discharging his duties. Because the father, we understand, to be a good advisor. At least a good father should be a good advisor. And the father here, Brahmaji, is advising us that we should not be distracted by these other goals, these other fantasies. And simply take shelter of that instruction. And therefore, Prabhupada explains here, the men of this insignificant planet should kindly accept the instructions of Brahmaji. Again, why? Because he explains that the only remedy for the suffering condition of the living entity in this material world is to be engaged in devotional service and not some utopian idea, right? So people are engaged in so many utopian ideas that we'll achieve this in such and such time. Pretty soon we'll have this and this. We'll have transplant everything. Everything will just function perfectly. But that is just some utopian idea. And the example given here is just as the pilot goes off into a space, and he may travel for so many years and comes back and no one is there. It's just like one of some sort of sci-fi movie where you go into some kind of void, some time warp, right? You shoot off into space and you come back and all of your friends are dead and gone. It's So what is the use of these ideas? There's no benefit to them. Simply, one should engage in the process of devotional service and make the best use of this miserable condition that we've found ourselves in, because it is a miserable condition. As Prabhupada points out here, one should not spoil his human life, which is obtained after so many changes of bodies. Right? Durlabham manasam janma tarapya dhruvam artaram. Prahlad Maharaj describes how this this human form of life is a gift. It's very rarely obtained. And to squander it in sense gratification or economic development or some hodgepodge yogic practice is simply a concoction. It's simply a waste of time. And instead, one should try to achieve that which is beyond this material sphere. Therefore, the Lord gives us that instruction. Rather, one should simply surrender under the feet of the Lord to make a solution to all miseries of life. That is the instruction given to us in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. And anyone denying this process, as recommended in these authorized scriptures, will be forced to surrender unto the laws of material nature. Forced. We have to give up this material body in due course. That is the fact. But our constitutional position is to be engaged as Krishna's eternal servant, Krishna Nityadas. We're meant to be engaged in devotional service. And we're not to be struggling in this miserable condition. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj describes, Durlabha Manasam Janma, Tarapya Dhruvam Artaram, right? That we should avoid this, try our best to get out of this condition. Isn't that a song? Durlabha Manasam Janma, Satsange, by Govinda Das. He sings a very beautiful song in which he describes that having obtained this rare human birth, which will help one to cross over the ocean of material existence, that can be obtained by associating with these saintly persons. Some or other, one has gotten his human form of life, which is a gift. It's a rare gift. One should use it to cross over the ocean of material existence by taking the association of the liberated souls. Rishabhadeva, of course, also says that same thing, right? Where he describes that one should take the dust from the lotus feet of the advanced souls. Srila Prabhupada points out here at the end of this purport that is said in the scriptures, Brahma Sokyam Tvanantam Nayam Deho Bhajam Leoke Kashtan Kanamana Harte Vidbujame, that spiritual happiness is unlimited. That happiness is personified in the relationship between Radha and Krishna. That spiritual happiness and competition is personified in the forms of Radha and Krishna. And understanding all of that, the conclusion is quite simple. We are in this condition as a result of some impiety, inattention, inattentiveness. And we've fallen into this miserable, dark condition. And now we have a chance to get out of it by taking advice from the greatest of all ascetics, mystics, learned scholars, Sri Bhamaji. He's giving us that information. And just as a father is there always to give advice, and the responsible thing, the intelligent thing, is to take that advice. And we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Purple, because Papa just said it all.